This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is our extra lippy episode, which is all about you guys, all about the listener. And we're back, baby, with another dilemma.
Yes, we are. And it is a juicy one. It's actually from an anonymous source, which I always think is a little bit juicier, but I might be wrong. Of course, keep sending them in. If you want to be anonymous, absolutely fine. Just let us know. Please do send them in. It's contact@looselipspodcast.com, or you can get us on Instagram and TikTok at the Loose Lips Podcast.
Let's get into it. From anonymous. Hi, Loose Lips team. Just discovered the pod. Woo! I listen on the trade every day now. I want to keep this anonymous if that's okay. Oh, that's nice. This is from about a year ago, but thought you would enjoy. I was on a website for sugar daddies. Nothing really went anywhere, but I got a lot of attention on the site and made some pocket change from just chatting to guys. You get all kinds on there, and most of them, in my experience, are married, and I couldn't continue it anymore. Anyway, I saw this guy, I recognized him, so clicked on his profile and realized it was my then boyfriend's dad. I never ever told him. His dad is single, so I thought, go live your best single life. But such an odd experience. I guess my dilemma is what you would have done in my shoes. Should I have said something to him? Love this.
Love it.
This is amazing.
This is amazing. You know what I'd have said? I'd have said, listen, babes, don't be throwing your money away on sugar babies. I will take your money off of you. Me and your son would like to buy a house. Can we have a deposit?
Can you imagine that conversation? No, I would straight up say I think he did the right thing. People are allowed their private lives. He's single. You know, good for him if that's what he wants to do and, you know, pursue things through that website. That's up to him. Like, I think that it was the right thing to do not to tell your boyfriend. However, I feel like that would cross my mind all of the time. I would be like, your dad's on sugar daddy website. Your dad's on sugar daddy website. Oh, my God, I can't say anything. I'd literally be like, ah.
So would I. It would be like, you know, like when his dad was coming in, like, oh, no, no. You know, I put petrol in your car last week, so you can put petrol in this week. I'd be like, he's got enough money. Like, he's got enough. Don't you worry about it. I kind of love this, though. How good. Also, I'm really intrigued. Like, what's the vibe? So, like, if you're on there and you get, like, what do you get? You get money for chatting to guys and stuff, right?
So, there's different types of websites. So, there's, okay, like, ones where you get paid to chat. I've had a friend that used one of them. It's kind of weird, actually, because they, can I say this? The profiles are not the people that are chatting.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe he's not on there.
No. This is on the flip side. So.
Oh, okay.
Guys meet these women on these websites.
Right.
It does actually say in the terms and conditions that it could be someone else speaking, but obviously they never read the terms and conditions, but they think that they're speaking to, you know, one female, they got their picture or whatever.
Yeah, but no one reads the terms and conditions on anything.
No, it's all different females that use the chat function. But they speak as that person and they can see the old chat and there's notes about what the person is so that they don't forget who they're chatting as.
Right. So wait, I need to, right. We're deep diving, right? So if it's me, right, and I want to chat and make some extra money, I've got, like, say, a Robin profile, a Sophie profile, you know, Barbara.
No, you sign up as, like, you, but they assign you. You reply, message, message, message. It comes up with a different profile every time. So you'll reply. It might be really innocent. It might just be chat. It might be a bit sexual, but you'll have a bit of information and a picture of the woman, and you reply as them. So you've just got your profile. You get paid per, you know, really small amount per message. So the more messages you send.
Right.
Yeah.
So actually it could be anyone's photo.
Yes.
Someone could just take our photos and just put us on Sugar Daddy.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah.
Not that they would get very much from mine, but...
It says how long they've been speaking to them as well. So it might be like 2 years that they've been speaking to the person. It's, yeah. So there's that side. And then there's like the Sugar Daddy websites. There's a few main ones. Again, I know of people that have been on them and stuff like that. Some people really like, they use them quite a lot. But you basically set up a profile and then you get like incoming messages from guys and you sort of filter through them. So it's like they might offer, you know, they want someone to go on holiday with them, or they might someone to go on a date with them, or it's not always sexual stuff.
No, I have heard this. A lot of it's just like company, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like, yeah. It's just like maybe they want you to be a date to a wedding or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It can totally depend. But, you know, it's an interesting world. Like I've heard, you know, different stories and stuff. But, you know, I'm very sort of open to a lot of things, and I think that people should explore whatever, you know, they want to explore within, you know, safety realms and things like that. As long as they're not hurting anyone, then everybody's entitled to, you know, do the things that they want to do and live their private life. But I cannot, oh my gosh, side note, this might be it. I don't know if I can tell this story. You might have seen it. I'm sure everybody on the pod would have. There was that viral story that went around about the Amsterdam red light thing, and then they turned on the light and it was their dad.
Oh my.
Do you know about this?
I do. That is horrific. We need to unpack it, surely. Surely we can't just drop that. That was actually, at one point I was like, I think it's going to end up in like, you know, I mean, like the Urban Dictionary is like a moment in culture. Like it was everywhere.
It was like, yeah. I think at first I was like, is this real? And then I thought, well, like 7 billion people in the world, like a lot of things can happen that we, you know, we don't hear about. And could this be?
Do you reckon it was real?
I don't know, but it was quite traumatizing. I think what you do is you apply it obviously to like your own life, don't you?
Oh, instantly. And you think, I need to die.
Well, I'd have to go live in another country away from everyone. And I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm actually loving it right now. It's actual awful.
Well, it's like the reason I say it is because like in this scenario, right, you know, you saw your boyfriend.
We're not going to give the details. I mean, I'm not. Are you?
No. I mean, how do you explain it? Well, okay, so Amsterdam, red light district. I've not been, but from this story, there's like these sort of, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's like a room, but people can see in and you can essentially like perform stuff in there, but without seeing the other person.
Yeah.
What happened is they both turn the light on and it is a father and daughter.
Oh my God. Because apparently they were on like a hen and a stag, weren't they? Something like that. And then so that's why they were kind of, because like, what are the odds you're both there and you don't like know that, you know, that you're both there? Obviously they've been seeing you. They're in the same city, but oh my God. Honestly, when I heard the story, I was like, no, I cannot.
No, and it was like viral. And it's one of those, it's like, is it real or not? Let's be serious. But like I said, I mean, there's so much, I imagine, like messed up stuff that happens all over the world, but you just obviously don't hear about it. Like, it, you know, it's plausible. It's completely plausible, but it's just horrific. But it's like if you were on, you know, this website and you might see your dad on there.
Yeah, you're at, yeah. Yeah, it's not as bad if it's your boyfriend's dad, is it? But if it's yours, you might be a bit like, oh.
Yeah.
At least he's not married. I thought you were going to say, like, he's married. Like, yeah. Do I tell his mom, you know? Like, at least he's single. Like, he's only doing his thing, isn't he?
Yeah, and also, you don't honestly know what people are, like, signed up for, like, how much they're engaging with the website. You know, me and my friends signed up as a bit of a joke when we were younger to one of these. Like, I might...
Oh, great. Did you get some money?
No, I have a bit of a, it's weird. It's like, you know, I'm so pro, you know, anyone kind of, you know, doing what they want to do. But I don't know, in my head, it was just a bit of a, I don't know, a bit of a dilemma. And I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, you know how shit I would be because I am so bad at texting. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, so to be fair though, like off the back of the profile, immediately I got loads of messages.
Wow.
But this was years ago. So I think it's
probably a bit hotter. Yeah. There's probably more competition. And also as well, you get the men in the DMs, don't you? Like, can I give you 5 grand? I'm like, oh, tempting, isn't it? Jesus.
I mean, you get it all the time. Obviously, so many of them are fake messages. I've had a couple that seem a bit more legit, but like, it's again, I don't like this whole sort of like taking money from anyone. Like, it's just a bit weird. But then again, you know, like I've had friends do it or whatever, or sell pictures of their feet or whatever they want to do. And I'm like, go on.
Absolutely. Do your thing.
And what's going to pay for it? And they want that, and they're happy paying money for it, then...
Yeah, it's a bit wild, isn't it? Some of the ones that you get, like... What? I do always think, though, I'm like, I don't think I'd earn any money at it, to be honest. I think I'd be so rubbish. I honestly think I would be so bad at, honestly, any of these. Like, I can't even text a boyfriend back if I like them. I'm terrible. It's a skill set. So if it's a skill set, we did like a...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Freelance versus full-time employment episode, and I feel like, you know, skill set on there is chatting, then get on there.
Well, this is it could be a job in itself. I mean, my friend used to do hours of the chat things. She used to do it on like Friday evening, like, you know, sat just chilling in front of the TV or whatever.
That's amazing, isn't it? Because I just think as well, like at the other side, they're like, she's just like in the mood and to do, and she's just like, oh, just do it well. My chicken noodle soup's cooking.
I know. And again, like, I feel like my moral thing is quite like, I felt really bad at first for the guys.
Yeah.
Personally, just because I thought they think they're speaking to one person and like they're not. But then I was like, I mean, it is in the T's and C's, but I don't know. This is what I mean. Like, this is why I'm not sure whether I could do these things, because I just think for me personally, I'm a bit like, I just don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. But I'm obsessed that your boyfriend's dad's on there. I do not blame you, though, for mentioning it. I don't think I ever would mention it, would you? Maybe at the wedding. That'd be funny at the wedding, wouldn't it?
I mean, I think that it's one of those. I think you just have to, you know, press it down and try not to think about it, because otherwise I think it would just consume me and I'd be like, oh my God, I feel like I need to tell them. But equally, it is a private thing. I guess I would be like, would my boyfriend want to know? Because maybe they would even laugh about it.
It's funny though. I just think it's funny. Like, but then I guess it's not your dad, is it? So
yeah,
maybe it's different.
This is why you do have to tread carefully, because, you know, okay, yeah, you might think it's a bit funny or whatever, but then your partner whose father is might be like, this is not, I don't like this.
I'm obsessed though. What I say is get back on the website and then get some money off of him. That'd be fun.
Well, not sure I would say that, but get yourself back on the website. Maybe not from him.
I just thought about what I said and was like, Robin, that's the worst idea. Sunday dinner and then, oh, just replying. You just be texting each other from light-ups. No, it's just awful. No, it was funny though. Thank you so much for sending your dilemma in. Oh, those are so good. I love the juicy ones. They're so fun.
Yeah, please keep sending them in. You can put a load on email if you want, get your thoughts out. Love ones like that as well. It doesn't have to be like a dilemma that we have to give you an answer to or break down. It can just be a story, and that's utterly fantastic. But yeah, please keep sending them in. If you want to email, it's contacts@looselipspodcast.com or just send it to the Instagram, which is @thelooselipspodcast.
Or as always, you can get us on our personal ones @RobinRichford with a Y and @SophieHLBrown. But we will see you on Tuesday. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.